Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme to our quite unseen able. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 25th day of April. The prep tip of the day is to get and read the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, by Dr. Joseph Murphy. We have with us for the next half hour, Dave Hodges. His website is thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist for the full hour. That would be jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. Dave, I'm disappointed that you see no hope for the state of Arizona, but you're there on the ground. You know the politics. I don't. I find it very disappointing, but it seems that is your reality, isn't it, sir?
Well, let me just give you one microcosm here.
Sure.
You can't do political activity within so many feet of a polling place.
Right.
And okay, so this law was observed as people videotaped a la Dinesh D'Souza style. People going up to ballots with license plates that were covered over and people wearing disguises, and they were stuffing ballot boxes. The Democrats sued. So they're suing to cover up illegal behavior. And the Democrats sued. The Republicans didn't oppose it because we have a uniparty here in Arizona. It goes to a corrupt Democratic judge. And the defendant said, we're within our politically protected constitutional right to do this. The Supreme Court has said you can videotape what you can see. And if we are not within the defined distance of no political interference, we can do this. And the judge said, you do it again, you're going to jail. This is what we have here in Arizona. That's just one small example. And what I'm telling you is when we look at the Brager Report, and I'll just repeat what I said last week very briefly. This professional investigator who worked for the government doing racketeering investigations found that many people in the judiciary, the state legislature, law enforcement, some sheriffs are in boards of supervisors for the counties. They are compromised. Not everyone, but enough to where it's an overwhelming problem. And the proof is in the pudding. After the debacle of 2020 and the debacle of 2022, not one law has been passed for voter integrity. And let me give you the last thing about Liz Harris. So Liz Harris in 2021, summer of 2021, she canvassed hundreds of thousands of homes with her team, and they read from a script. And they said, we don't care who you voted for. We just want to know, and they'd say the name, if this person lives here and if you happen to have knowledge if they voted or not. And that's all they wanted to know. That's perfectly legal to do that.
Right.
She found over 300,000 illegal votes. Okay, now, I've got inside information. It's not public yet, and I'm going to break the story today because I want to blow the lid off this to embarrass the attorney general, who's a communist dictator type in the attorney general's office. Her name's Chris Mays. She plans on going after criminally Liz Harris for election interference. I kid you not, John. This is how bad it is in my state. It's just like, you know, the Obama administration's DOJ going after a meme on Hillary Clinton and saying 10 years for this guy. Four people that are opposed to the Ukrainian war, 15 years for supporting Russia. You know, breaking into the house of school board protesters legally within their right, acting lawfully, and yet they have guns pointed to their head. This has happened to pastors for praying in public. John, there's no hope here. I mean, the Democrats have successfully co-opted many of the Republicans, and there is no avenue of power they don't control. They don't control three things. They don't control our brain, our heart, and our soul. That's all that's left.
Well,
and I'm on the ground here, John. I see this every day in Arizona. There is no hope for legitimate change. They jail people who point out the problems.
I'm listening to your analysis, and I'm going to want some feedback from Jeff here, but I think Arizona was targeted for this because of the unique makeup. Now, Arizona is a good-sized state with only 15 counties. My state, which is roughly the same size, has 113 counties, which would the logistics of controlling 113 counties elected officials is a lot more difficult than 15, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it allows for the quicker centralization of power,
precisely,
which is key to a communist regime with a total takeover of the system. And this is, and listen, Arizona's always been corrupt. I mean, do you remember the case of Don Bowles, 1977, investigating the Phoenix 40, several top Arizona politicians and illegal land deals, buying up land in advance of their knowledge of highway projects and so forth? And what'd they do with Don Bowles? He came out of the county courthouse after gathering records, and they blew his car up.
With him in it.
With him in it, and he died 2 weeks later. I had his brother as a professor in grad school, and I engaged him on this. This was before I was in this business. And the harassment he received up until the time of his murder, and no one was ever punished for this. The investigation was horribly weak. And right now I'm telling you that the Breaker Report says, like in the city of Mesa, which is a suburb in eastern Phoenix metropolitan area, they have a police department within a police department, according to the Breaker Report. And they name names. And what they do is they go out and get people who are against the regime, like the Sinaloa money laundering to bribe politicians. And they'll arrest these people, charge them with a fake crime, fabricate evidence, and put them in jail. That's happening right now,
really,
according to the Breaker Report.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, you mentioned Sinaloa money, which is connected to Chinese. And would you look at that as the power behind the scenes making all this happen?
Yeah. Well, okay. So what did the Sinaloas and the Chinese want? They wanted Donald Trump gone. This is why I think we got the COVID stuff, and they changed the election laws that allowed massive cheating with ballot stuffing, ballot harvesting, and so forth. And then they brought in Dominion voting machines. And of course, Dominion does nothing wrong, but the evidence would say something else. And so to answer your question, yes, but that started with COVID, the change of election laws, and those election laws have not been reversed. And yet we're no longer under COVID protocols. So why aren't they being reversed? Well, so they can steal the 2024 election.
Absolutely. Well, this brings in Jeff Nyquist's expertise. Jeff, your expertise regarding...
Well, I'm sorry, John, can I interrupt just 1 second?
Please, go ahead.
You asked me a question. I'm sorry, I didn't fully answer it.
Right.
The Chinese wanted Donald Trump out because he opposed them and he reversed the trade imbalance. And he stood up to them militarily in the South China Sea. He canceled the TPP. Those are the reasons they wanted him out, plus others. So sorry to interrupt, but... they wanted Trump out for those reasons, and the Democrats and the Chinese lined up perfectly.
Roger that. Now, oh, we have a caller, it looks like. Let's take this caller, gentlemen. We've got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, you were talking about this problem with the oath at the top. In the Biden administration, and Robert Revolt on his Sunday night show, he played a clip where some of these people were talking, the Todd Callender and some of the other, I can't remember where he said it was, but they were speculating that perhaps they did this, they didn't do the oath correctly, like they should have, because they could actually be tried for treason, some of the things that they're doing. And, I mean, it's just off the wall. But if they didn't do it correctly, they couldn't. They maybe could be put in jail but not tried for treason or something. But I really sort of, and I would like you guys to comment on, you know, what we would hope would happen and probably what will happen. But, you know, I could see Tucker Carlson interviewing one of these guys to talk about this, and maybe part of his deal where they were preempting him even having a show on something like this. Because I don't see anybody else, anybody that's got a national platform bringing it out. I can't think of anybody. I mean, RBN doesn't have the reach, and I don't know. Do you, any of you see anybody putting shining some light on this deal? Would these guys don't even have the, you know, well, I think you know what I mean, right?
Dave, you got a response to Sherry's comments?
I have a hard time conceptualizing to the point.
Okay. The oath of the, they did not properly file their notarized oath. And they were supposed to do it within 30 days. And we're talking about all the department heads, especially Mayorkas and Garland, but all the others. I don't even think the Secretary of State properly filed his.
Okay, the answer to your question, and I'm familiar with what Todd Callender is saying, and I think he's correct, but it may give them some immunity from prosecution should the wrong people ever take over, possibly. But the thing is that when you're acting in the capacity, does it really matter what your oath is if you're committing treason? And not taking an oath doesn't exempt American citizens from prosecution from treason. So I'm not sure how effective legal argument that is. But what I will tell you, it signals a bigger shift for me. It signals a shift away from a constitutional republic. And they're saying, hey, this is the golden rule. He who has the gold rules, we have the gold, we're ruling over you. We don't have to take oaths. We don't have to follow the law. We don't have to do anything according to the Constitution. This is our game.
Okay, Sherry. Go ahead.
This deal that you're talking about, the national divorce, we're going to have some coastline to do that, right?
It's not a bill. Marjorie Taylor Greene was pontificating.
Yes, I know
that. When she said that. But I will say there are serious second state movements, and California is the best. And they've got 50 of the 58 counties. They've got the majority. And there, I'll tell you, Gavin Newsom is in some difficulty. They've used the affidavit process, which we don't have time to really go in because it's detailed. But Paul Preston has used the affidavit process, and they have forced several people under the threat of criminal investigation that's citizen-oriented to resign over election fraud. And so it's working there. We're going to bring this to Arizona.
I didn't realize they had that many counties. Wow, that's cool. So, okay, I'll let you guys get on.
Okay, Sherry,
thank you
for the call.
Bye.
Jeff, you got any follow-up before we move on here?
Yeah, well, it's the communist movement got involved in criminality. That is to say, the Soviet Union did studies in the 1950s of organized crime and money laundering. And they determined that drug trafficking and organized crime activities and forming their own criminal networks and aligning with existing criminal networks would be a significant game changer for them taking over the United States and other countries. And they've used it to great effect in Latin America. As you see, Latin America is falling to them. And if you talk to Brazilians, they'll tell you that the narcos are a major part of the victory of Lula. And the corruption of judges, the corruption of federal officials and so on, and governors of provinces. So, yeah, organized crime is a key factor now in the advance of communism, in the communist movement, believe it or not. Joe Douglas wrote a very important book on this called Red Cocaine back in the late 80s. If you can find it on Amazon, good luck. I think there's PDF copies online, though. I think you can get a PDF copy.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That's a very foundational book. Okay, gentlemen, our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Dave, I'd like to get your thought on this next statement. I think that the establishment doesn't care about Trump and all of his the stuff that's going on right now, him promoting himself, running in 2024, or DeSantis, or any of them, because they truthfully, they own the voting system. The reason, I believe, that they are trying so hard to get the guns out of people's hands and to outlaw them and to do whatever they can is because they know that that is your only ticket out. And in my opinion, that is the, that's what they've left us with, is a revolution. I would like to see what you think.
You hit a lot of points there, and really well said. I happen to agree with you on many of those points. I do think they care what Trump says, though. I think, you know, people say, what's Trump's motivation here? And I know this is open for speculation, but I think Trump sees himself as a second George Washington. His ego's taken over, and he's adopted the role of, I'm going to save the country from the bad guys that I used to work with. And I think it's a matter of ego for him. But I don't really care, because in a sense, he is fighting for the people, although I know he's inconsistent. Okay, so on that point, you might be right that they don't care about the inconsistency. But if he becomes a threat, we have a different environment than we had in 2016. They will kill him. There is absolutely no question in my mind that if they can't negate him from these four grand jury investigations and discredit him to the point, even without a conviction, that the average Joe who votes on name recognition only will vote against him. If that doesn't work and they don't think it's going to work, they will assassinate him. I think there is no question about that. And I'm sorry, I forgot the last point that you made.
The thing I'm saying, Dave, is that I know that they don't like him out there talking against them, obviously. I mean, that kind of goes, but what I'm saying is, I don't think I don't think they're that worried about Trump, because they still, like you just said, they own the voting machines. I think a lot of this, I agree with you. I think Trump has got the right heart. I don't agree with everything he's done, just like you. But at the same point, and I don't care whether it's ego or not either, I think he is trying to fight for the people. And I do think he sees himself as a second George Washington. I would totally agree with all of that. And I'd vote for him. I will vote for him in a heartbeat if he runs.
Yeah. Okay. I will too. Because he's the best. But let me interject this here to your earlier point, because it came back to me. There is something more dangerous than the voting machines. And people go, Dave, are you crazy? Nothing's more important than elections. But here's the deal. When central bank digital currency comes in, and they can totally strip you of your financial resources, your ability to make money due to the social credit that will follow this invention. When you look at this, they can quiet all opposition. They'll no longer need the voting machines at that point in time, in my opinion. The CBDC is devastating to this country. But to bring it in, they've got to collapse the economy first. And I think this is what we're seeing right now. And also, too, the Restrict Act. If you combine the Restrict Act, where we could put you in prison on selective prosecution for people who violate some minuscule rule about foreign involvement on your VPN or something like that, but they don't like what you're saying, they can come after you and put selective people in prison up to 20 years and a $1 million fine. So to me, the Restrict Act and CBDC will absolutely put them in total control, and they'll no longer need the voting machines like they do now.
Yep, I agree with that completely, Dave. I really do. I think that CBDC, I've been telling everybody I can think of, man, stop using the stupid bank cards. Carry cash. Use it everywhere. The other thing, you're talking about collapsing the economy. I don't know if this is on your guys' radar or not, but our debt-to-GDP rating is at 129%. Mm-hmm. And under mm-hmm. most circumstances, when that percentage gets to 140, any currency collapses. So we're right there, and it's increasing exponentially.
Well, there's another factor in that, too. The real factor is this, is that it's not just the debt ratio that you're talking about, and you're right, that is a problem. But the reality is this, the countries of the world are pulling away from the petrodollar, and that's the only backing we have for the dollar. So that will collapse the currency unto itself with our $32 trillion debt.
Carl, thank you for your call. When we get back, we'll have Dave's summary before he gets away. We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Dave has to scoot away here in a few minutes, so we're going to turn the next 3 minutes over to Dave to give his summary. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm looking at how we avoid a civil war. And Jeff very articulately explained that on our TV interview that we did on our TV show with Jeff. Because China wants a civil war to attack a wounded America. And I'm thinking, how do we avoid that? And I'm looking at, we don't have legal recourse. I doubt that we have political recourse. I mean, the last election was so overwhelmingly conservative, yet we were sold out by the Uniparty and the corrupt voting machines and the ballot stuffing. So I don't see this as a viable alternative. So I'm saying, what's left? I think the main goal that we should strive for in the alternative media is to wake people up and turn them into more than just name recognition voters. But short of that, I think the only option left is to separate. You know, 2 Thessalonians 6:17 says, come out from among them. And the verse goes on to command us not be part of the evil empire, so to speak. And I think that may be our only option. Short of that, John, there's going to be a civil war.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate your summary.
My pleasure. And always good being on with you guys.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Well, Jeff, it's just you and I. Everybody else is gone, sir. And we got a bottom of the hour break coming up. Well, Jeff, these Tuesday morning roundtables have been very important, I believe, and we're getting a lot of great information out here. And your input is critical to making sense of all of it because of your work you've done for now 37 years, understanding, comprehending, and becoming the expert you've become regarding international commons conspiracy. Because ultimately, that's what's behind the things we're talking about, especially the politics in Arizona, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, and the politics everywhere else. You know, the problem, the real problem with the human race is that we're born not knowing anything. And then we have to learn. And if we learn the wrong things and accept untrue what is true, people, bad people who really want to have control through lying and killing other people can be in charge of everything. And you can have systemic corruption, systemic, you know, totalitarianism, systemic despotism, despotic government. You can have those things. And then what is your recourse? When they get a monopoly on power, they can kill anyone that stands up to them. And they have their secret police or they have their informants. And if anybody pops up who might be a threat to them, they just put them in a gulag or they kill them or poison them or whatever. And this is what happens. This is what's happened in many countries. You know, the idea of free government, people being free and self-government is pretty rare in history, actually. In most times in history, in most places, there is some form of despotism. And that goes to human nature, to ignorance. Now, Socrates held that people were evil out of ignorance. And of course, you've got in Christianity, you have, you know, the idea of sin and the and Satan and so on, and that people choose evil. But through all that controversy, there is a choice, and the most basic choice is to know or to not know, and then to be on the side that's right, regardless of the consequences. But people, they see the consequences now of saying the truth, so they'd rather just, well, I'll just say what everybody else is saying. Who cares about the truth? And the problem is the universe was made by God, and God made it in such a way that the truth is what it's really, the whole game is about, the truth. And if you betray that truth, you've done something fundamentally wrong that you're not going to escape the consequences of. And that if you think that you're going to have a nice life, a nice and easy life, by lying to yourself and other people about what's going on, you're sadly mistaken, because you're living in a fool's paradise, and it's only a matter of time before some really horrible things happen to you. And then there's the consequence, if you get through life having done it, of confronting afterwards the consequences of what you've done, because none of the, you know, the number of criminals is you know, hardened criminals and revolutionary communists is small. They only do what they do or succeed what they do because people turn and look the other way and won't do anything. Won't
That's
do their
right.
duty.
That's right. Yeah. Here's our break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. My guest at the John Moore Ozark Symposium will receive information from me privately that I can't talk about on my show, and it will be very worthwhile. Details at my website. If you want to make reservations to be my guest this coming August, the first week of August, give Betsy Murphy a call at 636-530-9502. Want a custom log home built? A one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had, or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion as featured in Yellowstone TV series? Well, I can help you out with that, and we have a local guy that builds these kits and will ship them to your job site for your general contractor to build you your beautiful home. Last but not least, energy cleaners are in stock, ready for immediate shipment, mattress pads as well. All the back orders got shipped yesterday. And if you got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you really need an energy cleaner. You do. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. You can place your order using PayPal right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at Amazon. And Jeff, before we get to our next caller, how can people subscribe to your website?
There's a PayPal button below every video or article.
And I encourage people to do that. It's simple, it's quick, easy to do. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, I have a question. If communists had I have a question about infiltration of communists into the music and entertainment industry. This was, I think, a subject of some of the hearings by Joseph McCarthy back in the 50s. There seems to be, at least starting about in the 80s at least, they started trying to normalize the idea of androgyny and transgenderism in music and songs and in music videos. Is this true?
That's not an area I know a lot about. I don't
Anything
really
else,
pay
John?
Attention to pop culture.
Yeah,
that much.
I sent you an email about about a particular song, 1986 song by Bonnie Tyler, and I researched its composition, and it seems that the person that created the album specifically wanted a song to be androgynous.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those songwriters or that, so I can't really comment. It's not my area of, I've never really, you know,
anything else,
know
John? We've covered that enough. John, anything else before we move on?
I'll just say the title of the song is If You Were a Woman and I Was a Man.
Right, we've covered that, John. Anything else?
That's all.
Okay, thank you for the call. Our next caller is Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to comment first on the Tucker Carlson thing. People should realize that the second largest shareholder of voting stock, this is where you have power to actually vote and move Fox News Corp, which owns Fox, is a Saudi prince named Waleed bin Talil. And he is basically partners with Rupert Murdoch. There's pictures of the Saudi prince and Rupert Murdoch chumming up, smiling from ear to ear. Rupert Murdoch praised this Saudi prince. This is the same Saudi prince that wanted to build a Muslim Islamic center on the grounds of 9/11 after the buildings came down. And he's what this Saudi prince, who's the son of the king of Saudi Arabia, Waleed bin Talil is his name. And he's well known to be financing radical madrasas all over the world. So I would argue that Fox News has been co-opted for a long time. It's the controlled opposition. You get a certain a few fragments of patriotic, you know, fervor and complaining about January 6th and maybe a couple words about the vaccine. But we have to get to the nitty gritty. And this is where Jeff kicks in. The administrative state that we live under is the big problem. And until we hear somebody running for office who's ready to take on the concept of the administrative state and the practical application of it. I mean, listen to this. We've had the Administrative Code of 1929. We have the Administrative Act of 1946, the Administrative Procedures Act of 1969, the Administrative Act of 1985. It goes right up to 2017, and now all the states have individually enacted their own administrative act under which, what's the quote from the senator? He called it Senator Pat McCarran back in 1946. This is the 79th Congress, and this is not public law. This is U.S. Code under Chapter 5, Subsection 5. And he said, he called it, now listen to how they slipped this through. Senator Pat McCarran called it a Bill of Rights, as if we need another one, for hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs, are controlled or regulated. So you see how they slip it in? We're going to come up with a new, we're going to control and regulate your life, and then we're going to come in and give you another Bill of Rights within the rubric of the administrative state, where the judiciary and has complete control. And that's why everything comes down to just they're not operating under common law. This is why January 6th protesters are locked up, because everything is administrative. The administrator, the judge, decides what's going to happen. And that's that. And there's no more. And we need to start talking about these things at the highest level. And this is what we don't hear from Donald Caesar, which is really taking on the administration, not little components of it or bitching and moaning, but really taking it on through executive order. You can do a lot through executive order, especially nullifying some of these grossly unconstitutional, acts. And so it's been going on for 100 years, and this is how to get us all into the administrative state where the courts are administrative. I mean, Sam Andrews wouldn't be going through what he's going through if we had common law in the courts and true Article III courts. One last thing before Jeff can comment on that. What Dave was talking about before about the oath of office, in New York State at least, and I think it's 15 other states, the public officer's law requires that an oath of office be filed, and there's a provision, and I'll be specific. It's New York State Public Officer's Law, Section 30.1.H, and it says, if the public officer has not filed their oath of office within 30 days of commencement of their term, their position is deemed vacant. So they're operating as private individuals, as if it were you or me stepping into a government position and saying, do this, do that, here's my power. They have none, because their position is vacant after 30 days if they haven't filed that oath. So there are provisions, at least at the state level, for nullifying somebody's office. We won a couple of court cases here just helping people self-represent, bringing up the fact that local judges, James Ames, Sandra Cameron, right here in upstate New York, did not have their current oath of office filed, and they had to drop the case against several people based on that alone. So any comments on the administrative state and the oath of office creation of vacancy provisions?
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Go ahead, Jeff, if you've got any.
Yeah, with the Great Depression, they suddenly, they were giving benefits to people like unemployment insurance and welfare and so on. And suddenly you had people saying, hey, I'm not getting my benefits. I'm not getting the right amount, or my employer is cheating me out of my unemployment benefits. So, but you couldn't, according to the Constitution, you have to have a jury trial when your rights are violated. Whether it's a tort or whether it's a criminal procedure. You can't deprive somebody of their property without due process of law, which meant under the Constitution that you have 12 jurors, right? Well, you can't now you've given all these people these additional rights that can be violated, and now you have just clogged the courts. You can't have enough juries to adjudicate all these rights now. So they create administrative law judges, which are without juries. These are people that are trained in these different forms of law, for example, like unemployment insurance. If your employer disputes that you should be getting it because, he claims you stole out of the till and he wants to challenge it, you have to sit with your employer in front of an administrative law judge. No jury, mind you. So you have this massive administrative system that had to be created to adjudicate these new rights that were created in the 1930s by FDR. And because practically, if you were to follow the Constitution, we'd all be sitting on juries all the time listening to these petty cases about he cheated me on my unemployment insurance, or I'm not getting the amount of welfare I'm due, right? Because I have
it's not all petty cases now. This theory of the administrative state and the practice of it has now stretched into all court cases. That's the problem. It's not just taking the load off from the little piddly.
Now you get into the family courts, and that is not trivial, because now once you get no-fault divorce, somebody says, my spouse doesn't love me anymore, I'm going to divorce him for no reason. So suddenly you can take away the right of the other spouse if you strike first. And because the thing is, the other spouse, here you have property in common. You haven't done anything wrong, and you're going to be deprived of your house, your children maybe, because right. It is all adjudicated not by a jury, but by administrative family law, right? And so suddenly you can be made to go see a therapist, or you can be accused, and so your rights, you don't have a real – you are in this administrative system, which, by the way, the administrative system and its associates who get rich off of plundering people who are going through divorce, which, by the way, divorce is it has become a system of plundering people, largely fathers, but it can also happen to mothers, plundering people. It has become a predatory system, which is completely, I mean, this is destroying the family. Because
exactly.
The principle before a fault divorce is that you are man and wife till death do us part. The only justification for breaking up that marriage is that one of the partners has done something grievous that justifies a divorce. And it has to be something pretty bad. And then they're at fault, and they're the one that loses all the common property. Not the innocent partner. But now the way it works is the innocent partner can just be deprived of everything by the partner that just feels like they want to have a change.
Very true.
And this has disrupted our economy, disrupted the family,
Eric,
destroyed
Eric, thank you for your call. Right. We need to move on. We're almost out of time. Let's go to Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Jeff. I think the marriage license is something totally ridiculous. It was never even in the Bible. Adam and Eve became man and wife. I mean, common law is the way to go. Avoid all this stuff. I mean, but that's, you know, that wasn't what I called
in
about.
There's a problem. There's a problem, Dave, and that is that
there may be a problem.
The problem is whose stuff is whose stuff. If you're common law and somebody decides to go the other way, now you have a court case.
The whole problem is you deal with things, you act rightly, and you know who's what. You write it down. I don't know, Jeff, but you know, the system that people are taught and brought into, where they're brought into a fold like sheep, this is wrong to me. This is very wrong and dangerous. But, you know, that's my opinion on it. Think about it, folks. But my point is that what we're dealing with, what we're being presented, it's all an illusion. We have Fox News, that's 666 News, added up the F, O, and X. Do the numerics, 666 News. This Tucker Carlson and Hannity and all these kind of guys, they just sound wrong to me. I know they're wrong. At their essence, they're wrong. Sure, they may be presenting some things which are verifiably true, and you may go after them. But people are being set apart in different camps. And everything that's presented to humanity is control. This is what Jeff Rentz said last night on his show when he's going over this Dr. Anna Maria Milhaka, some sudden expert who popped up with Lee Merritt, talking about all kinds of scientific word salad. Word salad like quantum cloaking of chips, which is occurring due to these injections and wires that are being formed, but there's no evidence. It's just all word salad. There's no substance to this stuff. So we have people who are trained up. As this man told me, they're trained up into a controlled normalcy bias mindset, and they live in this world, and they live. And then there's those he suggested in these conspiracy alt media areas who are also programmed. They're all, and I agreed. Yes, this occurred to me that they're being programmed. I see it so strongly related to some things that were presented. I mean, You should listen to Jeff Rentz's show on this last night. After he went over Tucker Carlson on the first hour and how he distrusted him greatly for various reasons and gave a very good account on this, he went over this. It's called The Disinfo Pit Gets Deeper All the Time. And it was laughable. I, as a scientist, was belly laughing at his word-by-word analysis of what this lady's saying. She said nothing. There was no substance. It's just like when they came here on the network, and many of the hosts said the CDC Table 3 of Comorbidities shows that only 6% of the people who died from COVID, who were claimed to die from COVID, actually died from COVID. It's not what the table said, and it's not what it meant. And it was 80% if they even did any homework for like the flu. 80% of the people who die from the flu have comorbidities. This is common sense. I mean, people who are on the edge are going to die. So there's so many false things going on here, and I've exposed many of these you know, that have come to the table. And we need to really look and see that something much bigger is happening here, just like Steve Bannon basically said. You know, these are end-time events. We're not going to be when they rip apart the U.S., and it doesn't exist. How are these laws that Eric? I mean, I love Eric. He's great with this. But this whole system is going down, in my opinion. it's not really going to help much. We can separate off as we can, but we have to look to God and come up with something higher than the level that we're dealing with. Jeff, can you respond to this? Sorry about all this.
No, thank you for your call, Dave. We'll get a response from Jeff. We've got a break coming up. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, that's a pretty complicated look. There's a problem that people, when you go to democracy, when you have everybody having a voice, and when then the people who have the most money have the biggest voice, plutocracy, you have this problem. And the problem is that it isn't the most intelligent, the standards fall, and it isn't the most intelligent discourse that gets promoted, and that discourse sinks lower and lower. And so what you're describing is the phenomenon of people talking about facts that they have never analyzed, as if they have.
That's right. That's right. Jeff, we have our last break. We got one more caller on hold. We'll get that caller, and we'll get Jeff summary after the break. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back. Jeff, we got one last caller here. Pat in Texas. We're almost out of time, Pat.
I know. I just wanted to say that I disagreed with Dave Hodges. I do not think that Trump is going to be shot. He claims he's a Christian, but a caller called in one time and said, if he's a Christian, why would he say Jesus turned the stones into bread? He didn't do that. That's what the devil tried to get him to do. But I'm just repeating what a caller said. So I just wanted to point that out. And,
okay.
Okay, is that all? Is that enough?
That's enough. Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
We appreciate
all right.
it.
Thank you.
Jeff, your summary for the day, please.
Well, the last couple of callers have basically indicated one big problem we have, and it's a problem I run into all the time, is that you have these people who think they know something because they have a few facts, but they have drawn conclusions from those facts that aren't warranted. They're non sequiturs. They don't. The one thing doesn't follow from another, but somehow, because someone has repeated that to them, that X follows Y, that it's true. But how they got there is because they kind of want this thing to be true, because it simplifies everything for them. And the reality is a little more complicated and a little more difficult and takes a lot more paying attention to really understand. And there's a lot of people that, you know, they try but they don't have the study habits or they haven't done it enough. You know, they haven't practiced it enough. So they're easily led by media type people. And you know, the Dave was talking about Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. Yeah, there's always, because journalists, they don't have the knowledge or background that they ought to have to talk about some of the subjects they talk about. So they make mistakes like anybody else, and the public is misled. And we have enemies trying to feed us false narratives. So if they fall for the false narrative, then we hear it, then we fall for the false narrative, if we're not, you know, carefully going through everything ourselves. That's really asking a lot of people today, when people are so busy and they don't read anymore. And that's one of the problems we have, is that people have to spend more time thinking and reading. Not so easy to get people to do.
Not so easy at all. Well, Jeff, our Tuesday morning roundtable gets into a lot of different areas and really covers some of these things in great depth, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying, but it is all these areas are difficult. You know, like the corruption in, you know, and the fact that people being sued, and I think that's part of why Tucker Carlson it could be Murdoch wants to sell the network. He can't sell it with him. He made a miscalculation. He fired him, and so on. But, you know,
absolutely
playing the perfect game here.
Jeff, we will see you tomorrow morning. Thank you, sir. All right, that's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.